Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Welcome to Terry's Songwriter Show. This week on the show we have Kaze Hendricks, Bithwoman's first song, I'm Your Man.
As morning seeps in, you arrive. The sun breaks open, a newborn sky, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting. No misconception of the truth. You were always so amused, but I keep waiting, always waiting. And rest assured, I'll be here. I'd wander the world, uncover your fears of your pretty lips, your pretty eyes, your pretty bumps. So keep smiling because I'm your man. I'm your man. I'm your man. I'm your man. Don't be afraid to open your eyes. So much we can do, so far and wide. Now you're waiting. Ah, you're waiting. And rest assured, I'll be here. I'd wander the world, uncover your fears of your pretty lips, your pretty eyes, your pretty bumps. So keep smiling because I'm your man. I'm your man. I'm your man. I'm your man.
Kaze Hendricks, I'm your man. I'm with you on the show today, so thank you, Kaze, for coming on today's show.
Thanks very much.
Lovely to have you on board, mate. So tell me, how long have you been a songwriter now?
I've been writing since I was like 17, so just over 10 years now.
Yeah. Fantastic. That sounds really good going. Writing songs about 10 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. Good one. And what really inspires you to write songs?
Everything, really. Everyday life and, you know, things around the place, love and... Yeah, anything I can think of comes into my head, I'll just try and write a song about it.
Oh, right, so you sort of write whatever comes to you, so to speak, and what you've got an idea, and all that, so yes. Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's quite good, too. Okay, then we'll go to your second number now, which is called Keep the Light On, and yeah, what's the reason behind this song?
It's really about someone who wants someone to be there the whole time for him. So, yeah, it's kind of an upbeat song, so... Yeah, keep the light on is kind of a metaphor, so for, you know, stay where you are with me kind of thing, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess without further ado, let's take it away.
Thank you. keep the light on. You 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 keep the light on. Keep those wheels rolling. Keep those wheels rolling. She said, keep those wheels rolling. Keep those wheels rolling. She said, keep those wheels rolling. Keep those wheels rolling. Keep those wheels rolling.
Kendrick Swift, Keep the Light On. And yeah, that's a very interesting song about, you know, having someone to be there for someone or something like that. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So good. And I quite like the beats too. It's amazing.
Thanks.
It really got me woken up or something like that. So yes, it's amazing indeed. So who are your musical influences?
I'd have a lot, but mostly it'd be like the Beach Boys, the Beatles, and Carole King, Randy Newman. I love the kind of the songwriters who kind of write about, you know, just the song kind of instead of the usual pop kind of stuff out at the moment. So, yeah, I like the old the old music.
Oh, fair enough. Well, it's quite, there's nothing like the old music, eh?
No, that's where it all comes from, so.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a good range of influences there, particularly the Beach Boys and Beatles. It's amazing. It's amazing, good indeed. So someone's compared me to the Beach Boys at one time with my own songs.
That's a huge compliment anyway to get, so.
Well, yeah, it is quite good, so yeah, it's amazing indeed, so yeah. And do you have any CDs at the moment? You obviously got some recordings, but do you have any CDs out? Where can people listen out for your music?
Well, I have a CD out at the moment. It's the I'm Your Man EP.
I'm Your Man EP.
People can listen to it on my website at the moment. It's www.casehendrix.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can listen to loads more music as well of mine. And yeah, it's all on there. So
there you have it. You can listen to casehendrix.com, www.casehendrix.com.
Yeah.
And and yeah, and listen out for this, man. It's going to be real good. Was I'm Your Man EP and you know, other recordings he has. So listen up for him, listeners. So yeah, which is great. Okay, we'll go to your third number now, which is called Until You. And yeah, can you tell me what that song's all about?
Yeah, it's kind of about someone who is in love with someone, but then he realizes that maybe he's better off without her. So
right.
It's kind of that thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm making a music video for this one at the moment as well. So, a friend of mine in South Africa is helping me with this one. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, it'll be out in mid-April. So.
Mid-April.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That'll be great. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose without further ado for this trick, let's take it away.
In the morning.
K-Centrics with Until You. And once again, very interesting song indeed. It's very amazing what you've just done and recorded there. You know,
yeah.
Great, that's great. So have you been involved in any bands or anything like that?
I was in a band in Holland for a good while, for about nearly 2 years. We were called Defenders of Love, but then when I moved back to Ireland, I just started doing stuff on my own again.
Yeah.
So it's just me at the moment. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds really good, just being you and it's something like that. It's really great. Yeah. It's a good way to be, I suppose, and you know, being solo and all that, once you're part of bands or something like that. It's quite good there, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Amazing. And have you all looked to do any touring?
Not really touring, but just kind of gigs around the place. So I've been looking around Wellington and I do the open mic night and... yeah, that's about it, really. So I must get.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's an open mic at the Fringe Bar on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can come try that anytime you like.
Yeah.
It's quite, I've performed many a time myself, and it's quite good there. So it's amazing what nights you get there. The Rise of the Super Unknowns, as it's called. So come along and do that. So,
cool, definitely.
It'll be great indeed. So, yeah. All right, well. We'll go into your fourth number now, which is called I Don't Want You, which you're about to play live. And, can you tell me what that song's all about?
It's all in the title, I suppose, I Don't Want You. It's just about someone who's kind of been thrown around by his girlfriend, and he's kind of sick of it, and he doesn't want her anymore, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, without further ado, let's take it away.
Cool.
On my door, expecting some more, expecting me to give. Now I can tell you the truth, I don't want you anymore, more than before, but you know the score. And girl, you're telling me lies, talking to guys with that look in your eyes, telling me this is the truth, but I don't want you. Ooh. Ooh. You and me always felt so pretty, and I was so damn easy to sway into your hungry arms, always bringing me down, but I was a clown for sticking around. And now when I see you downtown, I smile to myself, 'cause I know I finally said it's done, it's gone. I don't want you, I don't want you, I don't want you, and I don't want you anymore.
K-Centrics with I Don't Want You, and once again, a very interesting song indeed. You know, it's something about... you know, but this guy has this girlfriend who doesn't want any more or something like that, you know, so far out. Okay, I can understand something like that, you know, well, I suppose, and all that, so it's quite indeed, so So what are your future plans? Where you see yourself go from here?
Hopefully I'll be able to release my CD to the wider public. Maybe, you know, become a songwriter for other people, maybe I'd like that as well, but... I suppose, just to start touring, kind of get my name more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and hopefully get my music to people who want to hear it.
Oh, fantastic.
That'll
be great, and get your music out to people. That's the way to do it these days. There's a whole wave of people putting out their own music in there and writing. It's just quite good, and it seems amazing.
It seems the independent road is possibly the best one at the moment. So
That's probably the best way to go about it. So, yes,
definitely,
indeed.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's an interesting time for music anyway, so...
It is. It's quite a good, interesting time for music. We know there's a whole wave of people doing independent stuff. It's great indeed. So I'm independent myself, and cool, it's great indeed. So, All right, we'll go to your final original, which is called Love Is a Reason. And, can you tell me what that song's all about?
Yeah, this is the most recent one that I wrote. I wrote it last week. So Love Is a Reason I suppose, yeah, love is the reason for many things, I think. So it's part of us, part of our lives the whole time. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I just had the line come to me one day and I said, I might as well try and write a song about it. So that's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, I guess without further ado, mate, well, let's take it away.
Cool.
Love is the reason I belong. I feel strong with it here. And love is seasonal. Sometimes it's gone. Like leaves that change, but not me. Can't you see?
Keys Hendrix with Love is a Reason. And once again, a very interesting song indeed. You know, it's really great. So, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Well done. So, thank you, Keys, for coming in today's show.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
My pleasure to have you on board, mate, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Thanks very much. Thanks a million.
My pleasure. This is Terry Shaw and Terry's Songwriters Show. Truth to my songwriters, but for me, it's goodbye for now. This program is proudly sponsored by the Wellington City's Council Arts Scheme and Wellington's Communities Trust.
That program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.